A Life Half Lived, a film by Mikhail Pierce and Vinnie Eastwood.
Sometime in the near future, a squad of commandos has been dispatched to a small community outside the city walls. Target in sight. Meanwhile, in a small family home, a mother sits reading her newspaper when she hears a knock at her door.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, sweetheart, I haven't seen you for so long. Are you okay? What happened?
Oh, I failed to indicate making a right turn, just the standard pullover and work over. I'm sweet as, though. Doctors are kind of overly paranoid about this sort of head trauma stuff.
Oh, dear! Come inside, I'll make you a coffee.
Hell yes. Is it certified modified?
What isn't these days?
Back in the bush, the commandos are also having a coffee break, stimulating themselves on toxic, cancer-causing, genetically modified corporate waste runoff of the cowardly newborn owner scum! I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I said I'd get back to your film. Good brew. What is this? Monsanto Mochaccino Freeze-Dried Full Metal Sachet, sir!
Ow!
Quietly, you moron.
What have you been up to?
Oh, just the usual. In other news, a shocking protest was pulled off today at a Bilderberg conference in Guam.
We know who you are and what your evil plan is! You will be defeated, you scumbags!
You know, just quietly exposing scumbaggery. Life is a humble process of badgering corrupt politicians and drinking too much while worrying about getting exterminated. Confucius say.
Oh, what do you mean exterminated? I'm confused.
That's what he said too.
Well, who could that be?
Oh, God, what a bunch of propaganda bullshit. Hey, who was that, Mum?
Oh, it's the census.
Again?
Well, it makes for more efficient government.
More efficient at busting into your house with guns.
You're exaggerating. The government would never do something like that. The party I'm voting for is promising change.
Change for the worse? Both sides serve the same master. I think it's time you woke up. A good place to start is Infowars.com. Here's a DVD of my favourite Alex Jones documentary. Nothing is as it appears.
Hello? Yes, this is she. Yes. But I paid that last week. 33 cents still owing and you're going to cut my power off? Now listen here, young man. Hello? Hello? That insolent moron hung up on me.
So it wouldn't surprise me. It's just another example of the society we've allowed to be built around us, where our most basic needs are controlled by a bunch of ruthless criminal sociopathic scumbaggery. They talk about the gang problem when they are the gang problem.
Now you're sounding like a conspiracy theorist. Hello?
This is the government surveillance service. You have uttered the words conspiracy theorist in a hushed tone. Have you anything to hide?
Everything's fine, Stuart. Thanks very much for your concern.
Just outside, the commandos are now in position, preparing for attack.
It's so nice and quiet out here. It's away from the slave blocks that are next to the train tracks. Well, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Can I help you?
Sir, I am here to inform you of a violation of a council bylaw. Your axe spin is facing the wrong way.
And... oh, Wait, are you serious? Has there been any reported injuries or damage to private property, complaints from the public?
Well, no, sir.
Then please leave the property and face the bin the right way round on your way out.
As the Nazi trash inspector is leaving, the three commandos are sneaking into the backyard, weapons drawn. Meanwhile, inside, dinner is being prepared.
I'm very proud of you. I wish I could do that.
You don't have to do it right. You don't have to do it perfect. You just do it.
I'm just afraid of all these government people.
Don't be afraid. Just laugh more. It's a good way to deal with fear. A life lived in fear is a life half lived. Confucius say.
Indeed he does. That must be your father. Home already?
Phone police, get down on the ground. Down on the ground. You got a permit for that turnip? Is it certified modified?
Sir, we have a situation. This one is a gardener.
Copy that. Proceed, Corporal.
I'm booking you for food code violation under Article 357-44, Section 22-11-9-11, and you have 3 days to comply.
Oh, and by comply, you mean rip up my vegetable garden? Who do you think you are? Marching into my house, guns drawn like you're in Baghdad? You're a disgrace to the uniform of the country! And for what? A couple of turnips? What's so dangerous?
Like, stop waving that thing around! Drop it! Drop it!
Put the vegetable down on the ground, ma'am, and nobody will be hurt.
Get out of my house, or I will notify the authorities!
We are the authorities. Corporal, confiscate the contraband.
Acknowledged!
They pull out hazardous disposal bags, put on gloves and surgical masks, and pick up the vegetables, trying to hold them at arm's length and dump them into the hazardous waste bag. The corporal gets some tomato juice squirted on him.
Sir, yes, sir. Ah! I got someone on me!
We gotta get him to decontamination.
There's no time.
It's all coming down.